Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
I have been waiting all week to sit down and record with you because we have not spoken about anything to do with the halftime performance, nothing about Rihanna. I have just been anticipating this day.
Yeah. I know like a little bit about how you feel because I saw you post stuff, but I don't think you have any idea how I feel.
I don't.
So we'll find out.
I would assume it's like kind of similar, maybe.
Maybe, who knows?
Well,
But you'll have to wait.
yeah, before we get into the Super Bowl halftime show and everything Rihanna, we just gotta mention some little tidbits in pop culture that happened this week. First, the Little Mermaid trailer came out. I don't really know like why this was released instead of like a full trailer instead of, or maybe like this is the full trailer. I don't know if it is. That's okay. It's truly like 30 seconds. I mean, we obviously all know the story of the Little Mermaid, but like I want to see a trailer for this. I've been anticipating this movie for a while. Little Mermaid is, or Ariel is my favorite princess. And I'm really excited about Halle Bailey playing her. I'm excited about Jacob Tremblay playing Flounder. I'm excited about Melissa McCarthy playing Ursula. I just have a lot of excitement around this movie. And like they gave us kind of like, it was kind of like Go Girl, give us nothing a little bit. Disney.
Yeah.
No.
First of all, the first half of the trailer, which is already a short trailer, looks exactly like the other teaser trailer they already released.
Yeah.
I just like this movie. I feel like Disney wants it to fail because it was announced how many years ago that Halle Bailey was playing. And I
Do
know
you
like the
want to know how long
pandemic
ago it was
happened.
announced?
Yeah.
We were still working at the frozen yogurt shop.
I've, yeah.
Was like 2019.
Yeah, so 4 years ago was like announced. And I get like COVID happened. I don't know. Other movies have come and gone since then, so there's not really an excuse.
True, true.
It's just like I feel like they want this movie to fail. Like the promo has been so bad consistently. I don't get it. Like, why has it not come out already? Why are you giving us these crappy trailers? Is it bad? Like, is it just a bad movie and they just don't want to promote it that well? And then they'll be acting like, oh, we're finally gonna release something, and then they release this. Like, who cares?
Yeah, it truly was like nothing special. People online have been saying like, why does it look so dark? Like it's in the original, it's so vibrant and just like so colorful and it's like fun to watch. And I kind of agree. I mean, I know it's like supposed to be realistic, but like it's a movie about a mermaid who loses her voice. Like and like wants to grow legs and be a human. Like this is not a realistic movie. So why are we just like trying to make it one? Like let's go with the vibrancy and like the funny looking fish and you know just like and like why doesn't Ariel have like this bright red hair? Like why is it a normal color? I hate that. I think that's the thing I hate the most, to be honest,
I
so far.
agree. Yeah. And like they could make the underwater look so good. Like I'm just thinking, I didn't see the new Avatar movie, but like I've seen trailers, pictures. That water looks beautiful. Oh my God, crystal clear fish and
Listen,
alien things swimming around.
they said realism and they were like, well, the oceans are polluted. So we need to make it, we gotta hang some like plastic can wrapping around here, some plastic straws over here, maybe an oil
I
spill over in the
mean, how
corner.
else is she gonna get her thingamabobs without pollution?
I mean,
And whatchamacallits?
yep. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I hope so. At this point in your
No.
23 years of living, I hope you've seen it at least once.
Oh yeah, for sure. A couple bunch of times. And then you do hear a little bit more of her singing voice.
Yeah, but
But
I
it's like,
just
okay.
like, are we gonna get like Under the Sea? Are we gonna get Sebastian singing
I
that to
would
her.
hope so.
I'm not so sure.
But I don't know.
I'm really not so
Again, like,
sure.
I think they just, like, don't give a fuck about this movie, it really seems
I don't think
like.
they do either. And it comes out in May, which in like movie time is not that far away.
No. No. They should have had a full trailer 6 months before,
You're right.
which would have been December. Fuck you, Disney. Do you even know what you're doing?
No, they clearly don't. All right, anyways, let's switch gears here and talk about Megan Fox and MGK. Did he cheat on her? Did he not? I don't know. Megan Fox is posting some ominous posts on Instagram. She removed every picture that they had together from her feed, and then she posted like a picture of what looks like an envelope burning and with lyrics from Pray You Catch Me as the caption. And everyone's like, this man is a big fat liar, a big fat cheater. And they're saying that he cheated on her with the guitarist that joined him on his tour this summer, last summer. I don't know what he's doing. But I don't know. She's like adamantly denying it. And he's saying nothing.
Yeah. I don't know where they're getting that information from necessarily. I don't really follow MGK's life, so like maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know. But I love the drama Megan Fox was giving.
Megan Fox had to tear off that thorned, encrusted engagement ring because love is pain.
Oh my God. I'm gonna vomit.
Yeah, I truly like their relationship is so fucking weird, but at the same time, she was like, we are twin flames from the moment we met. I knew that we were going to be like inseparable, and he was like saying very similar things, and I'm like, oh, he's like, what happened here?
That just sounds toxic. Doesn't sound like, I don't know. They got out of the honeymoon phase and realized it's not to be batshit crazy, it's not easy to have a relationship.
It's true, and I don't know. I don't know like what made people say this, but I guess she was like hinting at being in an abusive relationship, which I can see how he could be like emotionally abusive and like manipulative because that man has a lot of issues. He said in, I don't know if it was like a documentary that he did or like an interview, but he said that he was suicidal and he called her on the phone and he said, I have a gun pointing at my mouth, pointing at my head. And I need you to talk me out of this. Sorry, but that is too much. That you cannot put that responsibility on another human being. You cannot put that responsibility on your partner specifically. That's crazy.
What a fucking narcissist.
Yeah.
Sociopathic narcissist textbook.
Textbook.
Literally, because he made like he yeah, that's so like manipulative. If you were really gonna do it, you would have just done it. You don't call somebody and say, I won't do it if you convince me. Like, fuck you.
I know
I take
that's what I'm
suicide
saying.
seriously, okay?
I mean, we
But
all
fuck you
should.
for, but like, fu like, I'm not trying to brush it aside, but like, fuck you for treating her like that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, is like if it's true that she feels like she was in an abusive relationship, then I can see how.
Right. I don't know about that, obviously.
But yeah, that's like all that's been said so far, and I don't know what else is going on, but maybe love isn't real after all,
Yeah. I think you might be right.
And we also had the Brits happening this week, and not that like I followed the Brits super closely, but I do know that Harry won, I think, like every award he was nominated for. And this man, this is what he should have given at the Grammys. He should have like jumped for joy like he did when he found out when he won, I think it was Album of the Year. Yeah, like the biggest award of the night there. This man, like the pictures I saw, he was screaming, he was jumping, he was hugging everyone around him, he was running up on stage. He thanked his mom for signing him up for X Factor without him knowing. He thanked everyone in One Direction, yeah, including Zayn. Zayn was part of that acceptance speech and was just so grateful and happy. And the performance he put on as well was really good. And I'm like, where was this energy at the fucking Grammys?
Well, I think it was complete compensation for all the shit he got.
Yeah.
So it was all fake. I mean, not fake. I mean, I'm sure he was excited. He
Yeah.
just
But he
obviously
was
had
like
to
going over the
exaggerate
top.
because people were pissed at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not surprising that he won all of those things.
I
He
mean,
didn't.
I don't care about the Brits,
I
really.
mean, he didn't really have any competition, if we're being honest.
I don't even know who else was nominated alongside him.
I'm looking right now for, because like it's only British artists, obviously.
Right.
So Album of the Year was Harry Styles, the 1975, Fred again, I don't know who that is,
Who?
Stormzy, and then Wet Leg. So like obviously Harry was gonna win. Like, who
Yeah.
was his competition? And then same with
Yeah.
like Artists of the Year. Harry Styles, Central C, Fred again, George Ezra, Stormzy. Like,
George Ezra.
who is the competition?
Yeah, not much there. Not much. I gotta be
Yeah.
honest.
Like, even like Song of the Year, like, he had no competition. So it was like,
Well,
obviously, he was gonna win all of these.
yeah. Yeah, well, I guess, good for him.
I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
He deserved
he can
them.
win all the Brits. He can. He just can't win all the Grammys. Lizzo looked stunning with her big pink outfit she had going on. I don't know if you saw any of that.
I did see her outfit. My favorite, I think, was Charli XCX.
Yes. And Charli
Oh my God.
XCX, not just her outfit, but what she said on the red carpet when she was
Yes.
asked like why she thinks that women artists aren't nominated for either like Artist of the Year or Album of the Year. And she's like, you know what? I don't fucking know, actually. They always tell us it's because we're not in like the cycle of the nominations. But she's like, I was in cycle. I had a number one album. I don't know where my nomination is, but I should be up there. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Go you, Charlie, because you're right. You deserve it.
She, oh my God, I am like lately, everything she says, I'm like, yes, be loud, be brash, like fucking come for these people because it's bullshit. Because every single time she releases an album, it's on like every single top 10 album list and she gets dirt,
Yeah,
like literally dirt. Yeah, she had a number one UK album in the cycle, and then I saw people. Everyone hates fucking Sam Smith nowadays. They were blaming Sam Smith because Sam Smith was one of the reasons that the Brits changed to non-gendered categories. And they were like, because of Sam Smith, now no women are getting nominated. I was like, no, because the Brits don't nominate women, women aren't getting nominated. Like,
Yeah, that's the actual reason. Yeah. While we're on the topic of Sam Smith, did you see the outfit they wore to the Brits?
I did.
What was going on there?
I'm like conflicted. I like look at it, I'm like, I kind of like it. And then I look at it, I'm like, I don't.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't understand like how they were able to like walk or sit or like do anything that a normal human does.
The walking was really funny. I saw a little video.
Yeah, it
Don't know. It was kind of silly. I kind of liked it.
was really silly.
Like, I mean, it wasn't a great outfit, but I don't think it was that bad. It was just kind of funny.
I wasn't here for it. But yeah, that was the Brits pretty much. Now, let's get in to the Super Bowl halftime show. Not the Super Bowl, fuck football. Couldn't give a shit. I truly could not care less. Also, like, couldn't really care less about the commercials, to be honest. The Super Bowl was all about Rihanna. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts. Really good. I really liked it. Not my favorite halftime performance, in the upper middle of halftime performances for me.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'm not even saying this to be like a pick me or to be like, whatever. But I was like literally thinking to myself like early that day, and I was like, what if she opens with Bitch Better Have My Money? And then I was like, no way. That's kind of like too vulgar for the Super Bowl. But then she did, and I lost my mind. She sang Pour It Up.
Yes, she did a she had a really good set list.
She had the perfect set list, I think. I truly like, there's really not one song where I'm like, oh, I wish she would have done that. No, everything was perfect. The ending was amazing. I don't know how she was up in the fucking rafters, not losing her shit, because that little
Right.
platform she was on was shaking around, and I don't think she was wearing a harness at the end. I know in the beginning she was. At the end, I don't know if she was.
I don't know. I know she wasn't in the beginning for sure.
Yeah, because I
I guess
saw
I
them
didn't really pay
unbuckle it.
attention, but yeah, she w it was shaken.
I know. I was like, oh my God, like this is nerve I this is nerve-wracking for me. And I'm just sitting here on my couch in my pajamas.
I really liked the set as well. It was like she went big, but it wasn't over the top. Everything was like very clean and neat, and it was just like very entertaining. I mean, she has the hits, like every single song, you're like, yes, yes,
Yes.
yes, every single time.
And I cannot stop doing that little dance that she did during Rude Boy with the little hand
Oh,
popping. Yeah, I can't stop doing it around the house. I really can't. I'm just
yeah.
that's just how I walk now. In this pregnancy announcement. So since the Super Bowl, I have learned that I'm not alone in this, but first of all, I missed like the Beyonce baby bump rub in the beginning. Didn't catch it at all. And my dad was like, is she pregnant again? And me and my mom shamed this man. We jumped down his throat. We were like, Dad, seriously? She gave birth like what, 2 months ago? It's called a postpartum body. You can't just expect people, just because other celebrities snap back real quick, doesn't mean everyone does. Rihanna rejected that, rejected that whole narrative that women just have to look the way that they did or even better before giving birth. So give her a break. She's up there doing the Super Bowl and she's doing the damn thing. And he's and he's like, well, I don't know. It's just like the way she's like walking and like, it looks like she purposely like has her outfit unzipped to like show it off. And we're like, no fucking way. There's no, it's not even like possible to look that pregnant after giving birth 2 months ago. Well, come to find out, he was correct. She gave birth in May. For some reason, it just felt like so recent to me that I was like, that's not even possible.
Right.
She's
Well,
indeed pregnant.
I think it's also because we didn't see the child until very recently. So that like made it real when we actually saw her baby.
Right. Okay. Like, did you catch it?
Okay, so I was at work, so I didn't watch it live. So I actually knew that she announced her pregnancy like before I watched it. But honestly, even on rewatch, I feel like she like got nervous or something. She doesn't go for it like fully when she does it.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's
Thank
like, how
you.
am I supposed to even know? But I do agree, the way her like outfit is positioned, it looks like it's specifically to show a baby bump.
Yeah. And like it all makes sense to me now. And also like during the performance, I like really didn't want to admit it, but it was kind of like, I was like, the vocals are there, like the stage is there, the hits are there. And I was like, when it came to the choreography, I was like, she's kind of like giving us nothing a little bit. But like
Sometimes she would like
in
really hit it, and then other times I'm like, did you even rehearse?
Okay, but like I understand because she's pregnant and she's tired, and singing while you're pregnant, I learned this from Beyonce when she was at the Grammys before she gave birth to her twins, that singing while you're like so many months pregnant, it feels like you're suffocating. Like you can't catch your breath. And to be doing choreography, to be singing live, and just being up there with like all your nerves and stuff. Like I don't know how she did it and sounded great.
Right. Yeah, she really knows how to like command a stage too. Like, I mean, we knew that, but it's been so long since I've seen her.
I
Like,
know, I
just the
know.
way she like holds that microphone, like her power poses and everything like that. It's like, holy shit, like you're Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to describe it. Like, she just owns every moment of it. Even when she's doing like the bare minimum, like when she's just fucking walking on the stage, you're like, holy shit, you're Rihanna.
I know, but like, yeah, like you said, like it's been so long. It's been 7 years since she's performed. So you like forget that it's like, holy shit, that's Rihanna, the one and only.
Yeah, I also heard that she is planning on performing at the Oscars.
Really?
Which isn't that surprising. I mean, because that's like a really, that's like a once in a lifetime kind of thing. So why not? But
It's true.
I'll still will believe it when I see it.
Yeah, right. And you know what? Fuck all the people that like shit on her because, oh, she was lip syncing. She didn't sing a single word by herself. Listen, every single halftime performer lip syncs a li they have a backtrack
Well,
because
duh,
the
yeah.
yeah the power you have to have in your voice to sing in a stadium with like all this shit happening around you, like, and being pregnant, it's not easy. So duh, she probably had a backtrack. She probably, and like, she wasn't singing the entire time. Who cares? She still put on a great performance. Probably one that people will be talking about for a really long time. I mean, not probably, they will be talking about it for a really long time. So can we just like give her some props, please? Like a little bit. You didn't have to love it, but like, can you just be like, you know what? Good. Sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was good. It was not my favorite, like I said, but I thought it was really good. I don't have anything bad to say about it. I
No, not at all.
mean, especially for somebody who has not been in the game for many years now.
Right. How'd you feel about Cheryl Lee Ralph? Did you watch that?
I watched a little clip on Twitter.
So I think, well, I know pretty, she like pretty much confirmed it, that she lip synced the entire thing.
Yeah, so I saw that tweet. Somebody was like called her out on Twitter for lip syncing, and she's like, "Well, who cares if I did?"
I was like, yeah, she's like, does it matter? No. I'm like,
Kind of.
kind of does. And, but like, I thought it was my TV that was off because it looked it, like her lips weren't matching up with the words. And I thought my TV was just like delayed or something because I don't know, sometimes that happens. She's also like not a very good lip syncer, I guess. I mean, she sounded great. The track sounded great.
Right. I didn't pay much attention because like I just listened to a little clip and then that was it.
Yeah, and I think it was definitely a moment in history. I mean, obviously, it's a moment in history for her to sing the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl at an NFL game where a black man was, shamed and pretty much kicked out of the league for expressing his freedom of speech.
Right. Yeah, I mean, weird response, because like it kind of does matter if you did. I
Yeah.
don't know. It was just like, it's hard because in like a moment like that, she's like the first person to sing it. I just feel like it's giving people a reason to like shit on having the Black National Anthem there. And like, I know that's like a lot of weight on her shoulders, but she did choose to do it. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm trying to put it into words because I feel
No,
like it sounds bad what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. It's like she chose to take on this responsibility of singing. It could really could have been like anything at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And just to like Not even like having a backtrack, sure. Like I just said, fine. I understand, the power you have to have in your voice, but to get up there just like lip sync the entire thing, I don't know. I just it does it didn't really sit well with me when I found that out. It kind of took it took away from it a little bit for me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. But still great. She looked great. So
True. How did Chris Stapleton sound? I didn't watch his national anthem.
It was fine. I mean, sure,
Okay. I like his
yeah.
voice a lot.
I mean, it definitely like wasn't bad. He was very much on key, on pitch. I just really appreciate someone who like belts it out, And his was very like mellow, just like, kind of like sung me to sleep a little. It's a little bit of a lullaby version of the national anthem.
Okay, I'll have to check it out and see.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely not bad by any means. While we're still on the topic of Rihanna, though, she did do the British Vogue cover in a cover story. And so, like, naturally, the journalist is going to ask her about new music and, like, when is it happening? What are we going to do? Like, what are we doing? And Rihanna had just like pretty much said like what she's been saying for years, like, yeah, I'm recording, but like I don't vibe with anything that I'm making, or like I'm never gonna like make anything that lives up to Anti, so I don't want to release anything, or just like just the same thing that we've heard, just paraphrased. And I really invite everyone to come to the side of accepting that Anti is going to be her last album. And if she performs at the Oscars, it will probably be her last performance, unless it's like a tribute thing in like 15 years. And it's peaceful on the side. It's so peaceful to listen to Rihanna's music with like no animosity or just like grievances attached to it. So I invite you all to join me on this side, the side of
Yeah,
history.
I agree. It's like I don't want to waste my time and energy being like, oh, I just want her to release new music, whatever. Who needs to be irritated anymore?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
She
saying. It's
clearly doesn't want to be
peaceful
a
over
mu
here.
she clearly doesn't want to be a musician anymore, and that's just like a fact. It's like a
She?
hobby. It's fun for her to get in the studio, but she doesn't want to release music. She doesn't want to be a recording artist anymore. So, and she's made it very clear. So let's stop expecting her to be, because she has basically said time and time again, or proven to us time and time again, that she's focused on other things. She's focused on her empire rather than just being a musician. So.
Right. And she said that the thing that she misses the most is, I mean, okay, she said that she did miss performing, but like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. But she said that she misses like making visuals and music videos. And it's like, she does that though with like Savage Fenty. Like, she makes it a whole production. So, like, she's still getting her fix. That's why she's, yeah, it's just, she just wants to focus on other things. Like, she's so far past being a recording artist, I think.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, she's not the same person she was in 2016, and she's just over it.
Yeah,
And I
and
guess we
that's
need to get over it too.
I'm over it, to be honest. Like I said, it's really peaceful, it's tranquil on this side. So come on over and we'll just listen to Anti and appreciate it for what it is. In her old music and listen to it for what it is and
Yeah.
just move on with their lives,
That's it is what it is. I don't know. I just like felt like there was gonna be another album, but after like just watching her perform at the Super Bowl, I just had this feeling. I'm like, this is it. This
Yeah.
is the last we see of Rihanna, the superstar musician. Like, this is it.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
And you're right. Peace.
Yeah. Like I am okay. I really am. I'm okay with that. So, yeah. Any other thoughts?
No.
No, I just say long live Rihanna with, you know,
Yeah, I
whatever she's got
mean,
going on.
she'll always be very famous. She'll always be doing something.
Yeah,
But
Rihanna, you will always be famous.
right? And it's just not gonna be same as what we used to know her as, and that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, we can get into our toast and our roast then, and you can go ahead.
All right. I'm not gonna go too far into this because I'll just get upset and start ranting. But my roast goes to Playboi Carti. He was arrested for choking his pregnant girlfriend following an argument over a paternity test. And I'm just disgusted. I am just sick and tired of rappers committing acts of violence, especially against women. And there not being any repercussions. Like, this is where cancel culture should exist. Like, yeah, they get like legal trouble. Okay, obviously. But then it's like there's no like accountability for these people. They just continue to do well. We listen to them. Like, I just don't get how you could sit and listen to somebody who you know does these things. It doesn't make sense to me.
I agree. I wouldn't be able to do it with, you know, in good conscience.
Like, every time you listen to him, you're giving him money to live his life and continue. Yeah. And it just makes me sick. And like I said, I'm not going to get much more into it because I'll just rant. And we all know how I feel about it anyway. But it's just like time and time again, these male artists could like just do these horrible acts, and we continue to promote them and listen to them. And it's just like we can be better, we can do better.
Yeah.
There's so many other people to listen to. There's so many artists out there. Oh, okay. That's it.
Anyways, stream crash by Charli XCX.
Literally. If you like Playboi Carti, you will not like that, but that's besides the fact.
If you like Playboi Carti, you're probably not listening to this podcast.
That's also probably true. Okay. My toast goes to Megan Fox. It's kind of in, it's basically like what we talked about earlier. So her and MGK broke up, but after they broke up, she only is following three people: Harry Styles, Timothée Chalamet, and
And
Eminem. And
what, like, who else do you need
I
to follow?
love the level of petty because MGK and Eminem like had major beef. MGK hates him. They had he challenged him
Oh,
to a rap battle and like
yeah.
lost epically. And this like level of petty would not work on everyone. But I know that MGK is seething. He's punching a wall somewhere. And that makes my heart happy. Like,
I forgot about that rap battle thing.
MGK like hates him.
Well, okay, I don't even remember like how that started. I just remember that MGK like brought Eminem's daughter into it, and then it just like took a turn for the worst after that. It like
Yeah.
wasn't like fun anymore.
Nobody challenges Eminem to a rap battle. Or no, it's
Yeah.
not a rap battle. What's it called? Like diss tracks or whatever. I guess it is a rap
Yeah,
battle.
it's a rap
Anyway, you
battle.
don't challenge Eminem to that. That's like one thing you don't do.
No, yeah,
Especially
you're
when
gonna
you're
challenge
MGK.
Slim Shady.
Right. And it's like, yeah. Remember when MGK was a rapper?
Yeah, sometimes I think about that just like very randomly, and I'm like, what the fuck? What? Who is MGK?
That's a good question. I don't really get it. But yeah. I just think that's so funny. Like I said, he's just like punching a wall, stomping after he saw that information. And that's
Definitely.
hilarious.
Definitely. All right. Well, sorry, did I cut
Yeah,
you
that's I
off?
was just gonna say that's
Oh,
it.
okay. Well, my roast goes to Emrata and Eric Andre for the hard launch of their relationship on Instagram. What was that? Why? I appreciate a hard launch, you know, because there's been speculation that these people have been together for a little while now. And I appreciate a hard launch. But this was not something that my eyes wanted to see. You know, I kind of wish I had like the Men in Black zapper to just like forget about it. And in case you haven't
Yeah.
seen the picture, first of all, you're lucky. Second of all, I'll describe it to you. It was of Eric Andre laying on a couch, buck ass naked, with a little heart emoji in front of his dingling. And then you can just like see Emrata in the background in the mirror, and she's also naked, but it's like from the side, so like you can't really see anything, but like nothing's blocked, you know, with other little heart emojis. And I don't know if there was like a caption or anything, but I just didn't need that visual, you know?
No,
Like, keep
it
that
was
to
just like
yourself.
so awkward. Like, it wasn't even cute. It was like, I don't know. I just hated it so much. Everything about it.
I just also just like seeing them together is quite a pair.
Yeah, because she's hotter than him. And like, is that nice to say? No, but it
Well,
is
he knows
true.
it. He
But it
knows
is
it.
true. I
It
feel like
is true.
this is not subjective. This is objective, okay?
Yeah. No, this is true. You know, it just like further proves that if you've got a good personality, if you're like nice and you have a sense of humor, you can get far with a woman.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, but she also dated Gibby, so it's not that far off.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you don't know what we're talking about, go watch the old seasons of iCarly. My toast though goes to Penn Badgley because he said that, you know, in respect for his marriage and just for the sake of fidelity, that he just refuses to shoot any more sex scenes. And I just have a lot of respect for that. I think as a male doing that, I have a lot of respect. Just because you just like don't hear about it, like I said, especially from men. And I just think it's really nice that he has, you know, just like the respect for his wife and for his family to just like not put himself in that position, even though like we obviously all know that sex scenes are like very much choreographed. We've all heard actors talk about how awkward it is to film them because there's like a million people in the room and
Right.
whatever. But still, like it doesn't look like that, obviously, when you're watching it. It looks like they're, you know, that sex is really happening. And he just
Right.
doesn't want to do that anymore. And I appreciate him for that, but I've seen a lot of people giving him shit for it, and I don't really know why. Like, one tweet that I saw was like comparing it to the same situation as like sex workers and like people who are in the porn industry, like going and doing like a porn shoot and then coming back and still ha like being in a monogamous relationship. And I'm like, that's not the same. Like, these people signed up to do that, you
It's
know?
and he wasn't throwing like I didn't really have a strong opinion one way or another, but he isn't throwing a fit about it. He's just saying in the future I'm going to choose not to do these things because it makes me feel unfaithful to my partner, and like I don't want to feel like that. I'd rather be only connected to my partner, even if it's in a fake acting scene. And what is wrong with him saying that? Like, it's not taking away from other people. It's his opinion and how
Yes.
he wants to choose to live his life. He's not saying nobody else should do sex scenes ever.
No, he didn't say that at all. He just said, for me and my marriage, and for the sake of fidelity within my marriage, I'm choosing not to take roles where I am going to have to simulate a sex scene.
Yeah,
What
I
is wrong?
just
And it is just not the same as being a porn star, because when you're a porn star, you know what you're doing. You know what you signed up for.
Right. And like he's just choosing not to sign up for those things anymore. And it's
Yeah.
like it's he's not saying that they're unethical. He's
No,
just
not
saying
at all.
in ter my terms, in my fidelity, in my relationship, I feel like I don't want this to happen. And I just yeah. Why, like, who needs to come for him? It should not be that hot of a take.
It really shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. Like I said, I have respect for him. I think other people, if they're going to say anything at all, should have respect for him and just leave it at that, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, I've only seen like the first 20 minutes of the first episode of the new season of You, but I doubt that Penn Badgley not doing any sex scenes is going to take away from the show. Highly doubt it.
I think he still has sex scenes, at least in the first part,
Like
is what
him
I've
in them?
heard. Yes, is what I
Oh.
heard. But I don't know if maybe the second part, because I was talking to my roommate, Brooke, and she said that he still does have sex in it. So
Oh.
maybe it's
Well,
like
me
the
or maybe
next
he's saying
half or the
maybe not even
future.
that, yeah, just like future roles. He's
Yeah.
like, forget it.
Yeah. But I haven't seen it
Whatever.
yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I barely started it. I just have not been super intrigued with this new season or just like being excited to start it. So I don't know. Like, I'll get there when I get there, I guess.
I just hate when things get spread over two parts. I'm like, let's just finish
I know.
it.
Like, let's just wrap it up, you
So it
know?
makes me not want to watch it. Like, not that I don't want to watch it. I'm just like not excited, which is why I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I think people were also mad because it's kind of like a part of his character to have sex with women. Like, it's just like
But
part of the
it's like,
show. So I think that's why people were also upset. I feel like that's why they're taken out because the show is like sexy, kind of.
oh, okay, whatever.
But I
It's
feel like
like
that's also
cry
why
me a
people were
river, you know?
annoyed. But
Go
it's like, who
watch another,
cares? Touch
yeah.
grass.
Like, then just like go watch another, like, go watch like Magic Mike or something, then. I don't know.
Yeah, the new one just came out.
Yeah, Last Dance. All right. Well, that's it. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. Give us a like, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating. Anywhere can do that. Leave a comment. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And long live Rihanna, whatever she may do, wherever
It
her
won't be
career takes
music,
her.
but
And it won't be
whatever
music.
she does, that's not
Yeah.
music.
Yeah, that's not
Okay.
music. Yeah. Okay.
See ya.
Bye.